Facebook also, and it promises to be great. And this is also going to go out on the podcast, and we are on Terrestrial Radio 90.3, and we're also on Terrestrial Radio 96.1 in Abuja, and we're going out live. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's go straight to it this brilliant Sunday morning. We're going to continue with our series on leadership, and I was talking about how society affects leaders. And I'm going to expatiate on some key concepts today on how society affect leaders. Thank you so much for all the people joining in. Today, we will concentrate on how society helps build the mindset of tribalism amongst our leaders. When you look at it, every society has the path to be able to rekindle its own positive traits. But at the same time, every society can miss it if we build the wrong values among leadership. And truth has to be said, once you build the wrong values among leadership, no society can thrive. The problem with Nigeria today is that we've built a wrong set of values among our leadership class. So when they react as a reflection of society, we blame our leaders. But we forget that we as society, I'm not going to deceive you today. The division the civil war built is still on in Nigeria. And that's why we must be careful when we cause trouble. See, the division that this last election built is still etched in the memories of a lot of people. How does society build tribalism amongst people? It does that by events of chaos and violence. And please, that's why I beg, let always peace lead the way. Let's avoid quarrel and strife and struggle by any means. Don't hurt people. I know there's no how you're going to live this life without hurting people. But please, let's try as much as possible to limit hurting people. Because you see, incidents of fight, strife, struggle is constantly etched in the memories of a lot of people, and it affects their outlook towards one another. There was a crisis that happened in 1998 in Sagam, and that was the first hand view for me how mentality of division can be sown into groups of people. And these things have a way of reinforcing the mindset of our leaders. The reason why we don't trust each other as a society today is because of the way we fought each other in the past, that we have not healed from those things. And that's why I want every tribal group to come together and have unity and solidarity, irrespective of whatever has happened in the past. And I would like this morning, as a part of healing and reconciliation, to apologize to every tribal group that has been hurt as a result of the utterances of another tribal group. I would like to apologize and say, please, I beg, let peace reign. Because you see, we don't know the far-reaching consequences of our actions. And all of these actions also transmute to the perception of our leaders. And because every leader wants to also be seen to be popular, forgets that division does not go anywhere. It only causes more division. And this is as a result of the things that have happened in our past. To the over 500 tribal groups in Nigeria, I apologize to all of you on behalf of one another that we might have hurt one another. Please, let us forgive in the interest of peace and development of our country. Because you see, all of this, our tribal strife, feeds into the consciousness of our leaders. And they act based on all of this, our tribal strife. And it's not good for us as a people. It doesn't bring development. What happens is that it dominates the way they think. And that's why you see we have tribalism in our country. And that's why we advise our leaders, heal all the tribe. Do not divide them. Heal all the tribes. Do not divide them. Whoever you may be, once you become president, you become father of every nation, of everybody. In fact, once you become president, you become a member of every tribe. We need to heal the division. And you as a politician should not be seen in the middle of this ethnic strife. And that's why I would like to apologize on behalf of all this ethnic strife, what we've had in the last elections, the civil war, all of that. Please, let's forgive. I can go on my knees if you want me to. I can dobale if you want me to. Because you see, once we lack this level of institutional trust, every leader, all they do is now to walk in how they can favor one over the other, which is not supposed to be. And that's why I'm using this show to recondition our value systems. And that's why the first part of hurt is acknowledgement. I acknowledge on behalf of everybody that we have hurt each other. I also acknowledge that we must forgive each other. And I pray that the part of healing, in the mighty name of Jesus, we start from this broadcast this morning. That everybody that you are hearing my voice, if you have any tribal bias or hate to another person, that God will start to purge your hearts. I pray that this show today will mark a turnaround. And that's why, please, trend this show all over the world. It's a very powerful show. Because if we don't solve that tribal bias, we are not going anywhere. And you forget that our leaders too are growing up in our society. And the children of yesterday will be the leaders of tomorrow. So if all they learned was tribal bias, how do you want us to move forward as a nation? If all they learned was how to bring their neighbors down, how do you want us to move forward as a nation? And that's why, on behalf of all that happened, I apologize. And I pray healing should start. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray healing should start. In the name of Jesus, I pray healing, reconciliation should start. And please, I will advise our leaders. Yes, your ideology and your philosophy might have been birthed in a tribal ideology, but you need to purge yourself with constant reorientation. Because it is not today that our leaders started using this. In fact, our leaders today were taught this tribal bigotry. They were also taught that the best way not to account for your incompetence is to play the tribal card. So people have effectively learned how to play the tribal card when they ought to be held accountable. So truth has to be said. We need to heal. Also, parents also need to heal from this tribal bigotry. I've seen people that told me they'll never want to spend time with me because I'm a Yoruba person. I've seen people that tell me to my face that, Rufai, it's just because you're an exceeding Yoruba person. I don't like Yoruba people. I've seen somebody that told me, Oha, that I really cared about, we can't be together because you're Yoruba. So I know what I'm saying. I'm not just saying it. In fact, I've had people, my fellow people, some Yoruba people cursed me out in the last elections because I stood for objectivity. They called me Omwale Yoruba. But for me, the kind of wiring I have, I don't know tribe because I'm very mixed. My mom married an Ishekiri man before she married my father. My sisters and brothers are Ishekiri. They also have Urobo relatives. So I'm all conjoined in the middle. I don't see race. If not for the sake of fitness and fit fam, I'm a Yoruba man that loves to eat starch and owo. Owo and starch was my best food, but now because I have to do fitness, I can't eat a lot of carbs. I've stopped owo and starch or owo and banga. So I don't see divisions. I'm staged in Enugu. I eat okpa. I know how to say agapua, okapua. I might not be able to call it properly. I know Ogbeite Market like the back of my hands then. I know Okpara Avenue. I have closest friends that are from every part of the world. So I don't see these lines, but not everybody was brought up that way. Some of my closest friends are a Canadian and Indian couple. I am so mixed now that my palate, my taste bud can eat almost anything. From eating chapati today to eating the kokore tomorrow. So my taste buds have opened up. My taste is wide. When I was in Enugu in the early 2000s, I fell in love with Ishoku. Ishoku was a television series about a translator that used to translate for the colonial masters. But not everybody has this kind of eclectic mix like I have. I have friends from Bangladesh, every part of the world. But for some people, it's difficult for them because their parents told them that don't mix up with people. And that's the tribal conditioning that also affects our leaders. I know many villages in Anambra, have visited a lot of them. Ajali and the likes. I've danced with masquerades in the villages. But not everybody will have this kind of conditioning. Some, it is the exposure their parents have given them. That's the only thing they know. And these people, too, they go to other parts of the world. And they can't get anything done because their hearts are heavy. So the very first step is understanding and respecting our differences. Secondly, the parental reorientation. Parents, I beg you, on the path of raising leaders, do not teach your children how to hate. I beg you. It's not fair to teach your children how to hate. Yes, you have every right to be upset. You have been hurt. But do not teach your children how to hate. Also, I think government should also have tribe recognition days where they have cultural festivals for different tribes and people interrelate based on culture. There used to be one thing I had attended once many years ago. It's called One World. I think about 2014, I attended the first one. Where from different tribes and different food was at Federal Palace Hotel. You come, you eat food from different tribes. And we come together. I also remember that I think the military used to do one called WASA. Let us have also this cultural orientation, so that we can all come together and interact. Even intercultural marriages to make a lot of sense. You see, because that number is fast reducing. I remember back in the days, our parents married interculturally more than today. I think the military also should bring back WASA, where cultures can merge. We should have more cultural programs that celebrate different cultures. Take for instance, I'm a very cultural man. My father, I think I got this from my father. And, you know, my father means so much to me. On the 22nd, we'll make it 1 year I lost my father. 22nd of this month of August. And I pray his soul continue to rest. 2 days time, we'll make it 1 year. I lost my father. And I remember my father had one of the biggest collections of masquerades pictures, because he liked to take pictures of masquerades. I'm looking forward to a day where we'll do masquerade festivals in Nigeria, where masquerade from every state and every culture will come and perform and dance. And we're going to put it on television. And that's what I'm going to be doing soon. Because you see, if we put our culture to the back burner and we're only embracing this yo man, American culture, we'll have more reasons to hate ourselves. Because we're not appreciating our diversity. So we need to bring back the festivals. We need to bring back the festivals. We need to bring back the love. Because when we bring back the love, when a society is united according to every tribe, a leader can't divide you. The reason why we had divisions in the last election was because we as a society are divided and the leaders will just explore what they have hitherto. It's time for us to introspect. And that's why what I'm doing with media, that's my passion. That's what I do every Sunday morning. That's why if you listen to the show,